Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. A couple of announcements we're making. Number one, we're working on converting our show to stream, so you'll be able to go and view it only over at NutriMedical.com at the new media site called Deagle Network to get the full stream, which will be live, so you won't have to go just to the Genesis stream. You can listen over there if you want, but you'll be able to listen to the live stream, and you'll hear also our commercials and other material that we have on special commercial time between the live segments. That's going to be done in the next few weeks. We also are going to start a Sabbath show on Saturdays. You'll start seeing a Sabbath show on simulcast on live Vimeo to YouTube. And that'll be free for anybody. You don't have to pay a membership or whatever. Just log into our Vimeo channel and you can watch or listen. We have Dr. Truat here. Dr. Truat is one of my favorite co-host guests over the years. He's been collaborating with me and researching a lot of work with Dr. Linus Pauling, which has really helped energize me in my work on epigenetic frequency therapy. And by the way, when I have a custom consult, I have a combination of two of his fancy nutraceuticals that I recombined that I'm able to use in some of my consultations for specific minerals. So you only get that on consult. So that's available as well, but you have to be consulted in order to add those individual minerals again. And Drew also introduced me to something I had been familiar with for some time, which is pulse magnetic field pads. I'd had actually in the past, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, a different type of pad system out of Germany. The QRS pad is the most popular. I think there's another one out there. But this has got the most research from Dr. Fisher. Can you give us a background of why Dr. Fisher developed the QRS pad system, which, by the way, if you want to purchase it, contact me. I'll give you a contact over to Dr. Truat. He'll get it arranged for you to get your QRS pad. This does a lot of amazing things to the body, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I was just went over to Germany on September 11th. I actually flew out to Munich and met with Dr. Fisher and his team. I tell you, the thing that came out of that with me was the incredible amount of research conducted since probably the early 80s ongoing. Dr. Fisher is one of the top five physicists, I understand, in the world. His lecture tour is quite amazing in the European Union. This technology, the quantum resonance system, the QRS pad as it's called, really had its beginning, its genesis in the late 90s. Okay, Dr. Linus Pauling, who was my mentor in the early 90s, who taught me basically how to do the minerals that I do as through Mother Earth Minerals. Dr. Pauling was telling me on phone conversations that I had with him about this quantum resonance system where it actually can interface with the minerals at the cellular level and do great things. He was blowing me away. Back in the 90s, my learning curve was pretty low. So I was a pretty steep curve, actually, trying to figure out what he was telling me. But he kept referring to this quantum resonance system as, quote, a great blessing to all of humanity, probably the greatest blessing to come around ever, because of what it does. And the primary thing that his research showed is that number one thing, Dr. Bill, is activates macrophages in conjunction with the calcium plus plus units, which I was already producing, right? The macrophage does so many incredible things that, you know, at the cellular level, from being Mother Nature's chemotherapy to take care of cancer cells from getting too, you know, too overgrown, to eliminating bacteria and particles that just don't belong there.
Yeah, the word macrophage in Latin means big eater cell. Please continue.
Exactly, yeah. And so you look at what happens with sugar. There's, as you know, as a medical doctor, sugar is probably one of the, I mean, we're talking white refined sugar now, folks. Sugar is has a harmonic resonance of 528 hertz, by the way. And what it does as a disruption at the cellular level, it actually can causes a magnesium in your body to become depleted. It's amazing how sugar reacts with magnesium to drop it out of your body. So you have all of this, these sugar molecules working with, in our young people, our teenage children, our prepubescent children. When they go around trick-or-treating, I got to tell you, they get a lot of candy that they start to ingest around the end of October, right? High sugar content, robs magnesium, and look at the amounts of Ritalin and other ADD medications prescribed by school nurses. It seems to peak in November through December when sugar is the highest load in our kids. This is robbing magnesium, Dr. Bill. And the big thing the sugar does is it blocks the macrophages. It shuts your macrophage down, makes it, you know, the bone marrow produces the macrophage cells, but they don't do anything in the presence of high sugar, refined white sugar in the bloodstream. It's amazing connection Dr. Pauling was explaining to
me. So in other words, you can get a stealth infection of things like nanobacteria that come from your gums and teeth, Epstein-Barr and cytomegalovirus, and also the pathogens like fungi throughout your liver and other organs, and viruses. And, of course, macrophage is a primary cell that eats the fat globules. If you have oxidized cholesterol or oxidized fatty acids, they eat and go, uh-oh, bad meal, and the macrophage dies, and it becomes what's called a foam cell, which is an itis or plaque. So when macrophages die because of toxic environment, they become a foam cell that's an itis or plaque.
Exactly. It causes inflammation, which is the number one cause for cancer cells to flourish. You know,
yeah, things like C-reactive protein, IL-17, TNF-alpha, other cardiac markers I can measure when I do a consultation and actually send the test kits to people. They are surprised at how inflamed they are. It's because their ability to clear pathogens is decreased. So that's why we recommend our things I call my no water, which is Neutrodyne and ozonated water. We have these little ozonators we're posting up today. And I recommend they take our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Nutruth Silver, and immunoglobulins, Nutrimune, and you have to have the minerals. That's why we have our albion chelated minerals, but on consultation based on testing, and I can do quantum testing or blood testing, if I find a specific mineral is really low, like molybdenum, you can't methylate without molybdenum. You can't methylate to get rid of homocysteine. You can't methylate to myelinate your brain. You can't methylate to form digestive enzymes or to remove toxic chemicals and heavy metals without molybdenum. And so those specialized minerals, I take basically in the custom aids that you guys made for me, your custom single minerals, and I add the other component that you have that we have custom made that allows it to be even more absorbed to deal with that single mineral deficiency. But it has to be based on testing, whether it's quantum testing or blood tests. And once we have that, we realize every disease state is a mineral deficiency, an amino acid deficiency, and a gene induction deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. Every disease state is related to that, isn't it?
Yeah, I just keep going back to the single thing that every phone call I had with Dr. Pauling in the early 90s, he kept going back to the central theme. And he said, you know, as a research chemist and doctor that won two Nobel Prizes. He brought to work the world the miracle of vitamin C and others. If you just research Dr. Pauling's work.
Yeah. He should have got a third one for DNA because he's the one who discovered the chemistry, stereochemistry, that allowed Watson and Crick to discover DNA. So he should have got a third one for DNA.
I mean, we owe so much to Dr. Pauling's work, and he would say to me all the time, look, there is no such thing as 300 and some odd, how many of 362 or so different disease states in the Merck manual. you know, our modern doctors, as you well know, Dr. Deagle, are trained to look at the symptomology and then consult through computer now the Merck manual to get a diagnosis. And get the diagnosis done, then there's all these synthetic drugs that can help ameliorate the symptoms.
Right.
Dr. Pauling said, no, we're totally backwards. He says, I'm telling you, there is no such thing as 360-some-odd diagnosis these days. There's only one problem, and that's cellular imbalance due to lack of minerals and lack of harmonic frequency. So he was telling me about this new technology out of Germany, which will give the body the signature frequencies it needs.
Yeah, and by the way, then the minerals, whether it's our Vitamineral Max or Vitamineral Mix, was a special combo of your minerals, single minerals, and the other special absorbing technology you developed to combine that. In my custom-made single minerals for consults, that is how you restore disease. You have to restore the mineral content in order to do it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay.
Yeah, well, look at it.
So basically what we're saying, Dr. Linus and Dr. Bill, is that every disease state has an acidotic electron deficiency state, which is acid rather than alkaline. It's also always has a signature fingerprint of mineral deficiencies and amino acids. And I can actually do a test now through Genova Labs to find out which amino acid opposites you have in your blood. I can do a test for the mineral deficiencies, and for example, when I did my test in June of last year, and I'm repeating, I'm trying to see if I repeated the test, but I'm going back to Dr. Winkler, who's my doctor. If I show a deficiency in a mineral, I need to take the mineral, which I do, and I take the mineral with a special upgraded absorption technology that you gave me to combine with your minerals, just with a single mineral. And I use the atomic resonant frequencies. In fact, with the biophilia, I can actually and with my resonant, with my epigenetic frequencies, I can pump it through the Sonic Life machine. I'm working with the engineer for the Lumen Photon pad, so we can actually pump in the on-phase light flicker to and train the frequencies. Because the people don't realize this, but the end of your chromosome is a little antenna, a telomeric antenna, that transmits signal to the ion channels to regulate amino acid and mineral intrusion into the nucleoplasm, the little spheroid that holds your DNA. And that little spheroid actually determines which messenger RNA you're going to induce to make. And the mRNA, when it's transported out of the nucleoplasm, goes to the endoplasmic reticulum to make structural proteins and enzymes. So the basic thing is signal, again, plus substance equals healing. And every disease state, whether it's cancer, heart disease, whatever, has a resonant frequency pattern. So another thing that Linus Pauling thought about, and I don't know if you talked about this before, is what's called a field ion scanner. And you need supercomputer technology. But what it would do is we wouldn't just map it out by like going over the skin. It would do a four-dimensional, including time-space, map of everybody's body with harmonic frequencies down to, say, a very tiny measurements, right? Nano-measurements. And that would mean you could actually map out when someone's eating a ham sandwich exactly how it's bioconverted to different molecules. You can see homocysteine or oxidized fatty acids in the artery wall and tell you which artery is going to block off or calcify, or where there's a decreased nitric oxide, because you actually see the resonant frequencies of the abnormal pattern in four-dimensional space. That's coming. I worked out a basic theoretical model for it, but I don't have all the details, about 6 years ago, and shared it with a radiologist in Los Angeles at a conference. But I think this is where medicine's going. We are on the nidus in the next 5 to 20 years of conquering disease and aging. And the key thing about it is, at the very front of that, is you need the right minerals. And one of the big things that's interesting, and I want to, this is, both of us are believers. I'm like a Hebrew believer. I don't like to use the word Christian, but I'm a Christian. I believe in Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh. That the Sabbath rest of the land actually spewed the Israelites out of the land because of the Sabbath they didn't honor. It's interesting, in the terms of the land, it's all minerals. The fixing organisms in the soil, the agrobacterium and so on, fix the minerals, and then the mineral content determines the vitamin content, the taste, the color, and everything of a food, and also determines the health of the people that eat it. Now, our food in North America is very mineral depleted now. Chromium, vanadium, no wonder we're turning diabetic. Zinc deficiency, etc. Selenium, so selenium-dependent enzymes like glutathione peroxidase is very deficient, so we have hydroperoxy radical in our body. And we're basically a civilization that's dying. And it turns out, if you actually study civilizations, every society dies when they don't properly honor the soil and don't have clean water. Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what Pauling was on the cutting edge of. And I never met the man. I never took up his opportunity. He invited me to come and meet him. I believe he was there in Oregon, but I never got up. And I never went and met him. I wish I had.
You worked with him for 3 years before he died, which is amazing.
And it was all on phone consultations. And when he taught me, I took copious notes. He broke my PhD. In nutrition out of Germany, actually, for me to get through the American college. And I said, oh, I'm so such a great dad. But, you know, and he was a believer. And like he said many times, the deeper he goes into the cellular function, just like you said so eloquently, to a lot of people listening to this show that aren't biochemists, it sounds really amazing, but they don't really know what it means. But let me just put it in simple terms. Pauling said, you know, the same thing the Bible tells us, we are fearfully and wondrously made, down to the things that go on inside of ourselves, Dr. Bill, that we have no conscious knowledge of what's happening, but our cells know, our communication between 70 trillion. We have 70 trillion of these cells in our body, each one of them communicating so constantly.
By frequency, too.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember the Russian Kachina dolls, we have one doll inside the other doll.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of the outside Kachina doll as a harmonic resonant frequency, basically the frequency model of how to make you, the hologram. That hologram has two types of frequency. One is what's called for structural proteins and enzymes, and the other is what I call frequency origami, and I'm working that out too. In other words, if I have the frequency origami, I can have the layered frequencies to say how to build a thumb or a finger or a foot. Which means at some point down the road, we're going to be able to actually build organs de novo, either inside the person or in a lab, and then transplant them when they get large enough. That's what my theory suggests, based on harmonic resonance theory.
And, you know, all the technology in the world is wonderful, Dr. Bill, but like Raymond Kurzweil said, you know, it can be this singularity rush and the welding of nanotechnology with human cells in the day of singularity. I think there has to be some strong controls put out on this, because they're running amok right now.
Oh, they are. In fact, the classified classified projects going on in this are running amok. They're creating what we call cyborg or half-human, half-animal organisms.
The whole desire for them is to create a supreme being, to create God. I my blood ran cold.
Oh, absolutely. That's very concerning, isn't it? They want to actually replace God and have, in a sense, a cyber nanotech God as the supreme God of the human race. That's what they're doing. This is literally the final layer of the Mark of the Beast system, isn't it? First layer is the Sabbath worship.
Kurzweil was asked, you know, what about God in this picture? Do you believe in God? And he just smirked and did the most evil-looking satanic grin.
Yeah, well, I've met Ray, and Ray is of Jewish descent, but he's totally an agnostic. He doesn't believe, like, the word Jew means ancient praiser, which is why they went around Jericho and their walls fell, because they were, as God said, I inhabit my praise, which is why Yeshua was born a Jew, right?
Well,
what people have to understand, he's much more than a prophet. The best way to think of God is different phases, like water, snow, steam. God, Jesus was the incarnation of the Creator God. He's much, much more than just a prophet.
But we have to remember that today's, and that this is where it gets very politically incorrect to make the statement, but we can never, must never forget, listeners, that today's Jew is not the ancient, ancient Jew of Abraham.
Even the ones that are decent, like I have on the next hour, Josh Bergstein, he's a very decent Jew. Only about 10% are religious Jews. 90% are agnostics, atheists, or plain high-level druidic Satanists.
I'm talking about DNA, Dr. Bill. Going.
Oh, you mean about their DNA? You mean about other Jews, right? I know what you mean.
Exactly, out of ancient Khazaria. They're people. They're not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 98% of the Jews in Israel, other than the Falasha Jews from Ethiopia, there are more Jewish. And 87% of the DNA of the Palestinians is actually ancient Hebrew and Jewish. But they were either their ancestors were put to the sword or they converted to Islam. But they're actually genetically, yeah, interesting, eh?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Going to be my co-host on a number of shows. He's going to be here. I'm going to bring in the last segment a testimonial from a friend of mine, Dave, who helped me, by the way, buy my house. Dave is actually diagnosed 4 months ago by me as having pancreatic cancer caused by chronic SIBO, or small intestinal bowel overgrowth. And Dave is seeing my doctor, Dr. Winkler, and he's actually basically on the way to full cure. His PET scan and other tests shows he's cured. Now, unfortunately, I heard about a story, in fact, about a young person who's up in Ontario, Canada. I think you told me this morning, but the Canadian healthcare system, like socialized countries, doesn't offer advanced or innovative care. It requires logic and research that may step out of the lines of so-called treatment protocols. And that's what I do all the time. I don't believe in kind of, you know, solid protocols. I want testing, like the RGCC test in Greece, and then selective chemo, non-chemo agents to get rid of the cancer, which has happened with our friend Dave. In 6 weeks, he's actually, in a sense, disease-free in his pancreas and so on. But this is important for people to understand the spiritual side of this. When people are sick, they're sick on multiple levels. They're sick on a spiritual and a, if you want to call it, a spiritual and a hyperdimensional level. They're spiritually sick on generational curses, etc. They're sick on memes and ideas. If you have, for example, a constant idea in your head that you're going to die or you're going to come down with cancer, guess what? That idea is going to crystallize into reality. You have to understand that you can't bring negative thoughts into your mind or your mindset or even in relationships, or it literally is a curse. That's why the most powerful thing you can do is prayer. And then prayer is a frequency. Prayer is a frequency. In fact, I'm doing radionic research on this and how to do prayer amplification technology. And I believe it or not, I've made breakthroughs in that, big breakthroughs. But people need to understand that the body is also sick on a harmonic frequency level. That's why when you pray with patients, for example, I think the Princeton Stones did research, they did research on this, and they had two groups, they prayed for them, and they broke the code afterward, and the people that were prayed for, whether they were in the present or even in the past, had better outcomes, which means prayer doesn't have limitations of time space, does it? It's amazing, isn't it?
Definitely, there's three parts to the whole equation, mind, body, spirit. Just kind of mirrors, again, the Godhead structure of three,
right.
The triune structure. You got to have your emotions in check. You've got to have spiritual balance, and it's all harmonic. It absolutely
right.
is.
Right.
You can't hope to be healthy in your body if you're physically and spiritually bankrupt.
And we're being poisoned, and now they can insert ideas through 5G network, which can be inserted as harmonic frequencies that can cause epigenetic changes. A lot of people don't realize that the QRS machine, for example, we talked about, is like an eraser for electropollution that's literally trying to make your body get cancer or develop other problems. And 5G network, and not clearing up the mess, can actually accumulate harmonic frequencies that can actually put memes in your body to cause bad ideas like suicide. People don't realize that the ultimate layer of the mark of the beast is actually a frequency array that can affect you epigenetically or even in your consciousness. And that's what the devil is about to do shortly, because the cell phone companies are announcing that that's coming in the next 5 to 7 years, where your kid can play Jumanji and doesn't even have to have eye or ears. You can actually have cortex directly mind-linked to download language skills or play a video game or go to a cyber brothel in cyberspace. That's how bad this is. It's that evil.
Yeah. Like I said, Raymond Kurzweil said, is God existing? And he just smiled and said, not yet. I mean, they want to create their God,
and it's really scary.
God. It goes back to the whole lie of the Jewish Kabbalah, which is simply, you know, to become gods and goddesses themselves, which is really Mormonism too. You know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, you were an ex-Mormon, when I brought my practice, I had 22,000 Mormons, and I was an ex-religionist. I had been attacked by a priest as a Catholic boy at 14. But I believed in God because I went to heaven. And I tell people boldly my actual statement, because it was very, there's no time in heaven. There's no past or future. But there's experience. And the experience is, if they were in lineal time with Yeshua, the Father, then the Father would have been equivalent to being on earth 500 years. So I know things that I'm not even allowed to permit to talk about to not even to my wife until the first day of Sukkot, when the temple is sanctified, which I've seen prophetically. It looks like it's coming in 2021 at the first, or 2020 or 2021, the first year or two of Donald Trump's second term, because there's a lot of things happening with Donald Trump that are very apocalyptic. This man is a very great success with the economy and so on, but he's a high-level Scottish Rite Royal Arch Mason, and I don't see the clinical signs that he's a Christian. I mean, folks in the family have made a statement he's a baby Christian. He's a good man. He's a patriot. I support him. I want to vote for him. But I'm going to tell you, I'm praying to try to get back channels to make sure the man gets witnessed to, because he's under the power of darkness, isn't he?
Well, you don't get to his position of power in New York, as Hillary Rodham can attest to, right? Without the kosher nidra, the Jewish mafia making sure it happens.
Yeah, exactly. So look at the statements. Even I couldn't believe the statements against him when even this massacre in Philadelphia. When his own daughter is married to a Talmudic Jew that basically is a sorcerer. Kushner's a very smart guy. He did the media work to decide where he had to campaign for Trump to win. It was all, you know.
I just kind of throw this out, Dr. Bill. That massacre at the Tree of Life
Synagogue in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Which is where it's an epicenter of Kabbalah study and worship. Tree of Life is the central core of Jewish Kabbalah. Do you realize that they had massive training going on there for shootings? I mean, there was like they ran dozens and dozens of.
Who did the was it a simulation by like FBI or police or what?
Yeah, they just did it as a training center as a how to handle shootings and that.
Yeah, but that sounds very much like the pulse bombing and shooting in Florida and the that shooting at that school that occurred. The people said nobody died. Well, they have no problem killing kids. I mean, let's put it this way. So whether somebody died like a 9/11, 9/11 was an inside job, and George Bush's brother Marvin was a security officer in the building. His last day of work was 9/11. I mean, his father 10 years to the day. This is a Luciferic numerology and Kabbalah number, announced the New World Order 10 days to the years to the day before 9/11. So people need to start grasping. When they get physically sick, there's a spiritual sickness going on, there's a harmonic resonance sickness, there's an attention field, there's literally a form of geophysical, if you want to call it, possession occurring when someone gets the same illness that goes through a family, whether it's diabetes.
Isn't it just coincidental, Dr. Bill, that, you know, the Tree of Life Synagogue is this, where they've had all, it's according to the Washington Post series of articles, the FBI, the others, you know, came in with the rabbis and did training on how to handle shooters in a mock drill.
Oh, really? Have you ever interviewed Bill Schneblin? Have you ever interviewed Bill?
Here's the Kabbalah synagogue there going
right.
in. 11 people killed, and
right.
there's nine, and the Tree of Life, there's nine branches. You look at the Kabbalah. So there's the
yeah, this is all, this is like a 9/11 thing. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, is that coincidental? I don't know.
Well, if one thing happens once, it's unusual. If it happens twice, it's coincidental. If it's third times, it's definite. This is has the face of definiteness about it. Have you ever interviewed Bill Schneblin?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Bill's been around the media for quite a while. Bill told me a story. I spent an entire day in 1999, and I ministered to him. He was a 90th degree Mason before he got saved. He was a Talmudic Jew. He actually became a Roman Catholic priest to learn on how to do his transubstantiation of the host and so on. And I ministered to him because I've got spiritual giftings. I have what we call word of knowledge. He couldn't believe what I knew. I didn't get taught by a person. I got taught by God to actually know that what's going on in our world it says, like in Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And when we see mineral depletions of the soil, we see toxic water. Even President Trump, hey, do you like your water now? He made this new water bill that allows you to recycle toxic water, whether it's geyser water that contains hydrogen sulfide. And when you concentrate in your kidney hydrogen sulfide, they'll even dissolve your toilet. I mean, people don't understand what's going on here. At the same time, we're getting richer. We're moving step by step by step toward the mark of the beast matrix system. And people don't believe it's going to come from somewhere else. No, it's going to come from America. It's going to come from the United States. And the U.S. president is collaborating directly with the high-level Talmudic Jews and the Vatican to create the New World Order, aren't they?
Indeed they are. It's already here.
Yeah, it's here. It just hasn't had its full flower yet. All the petals haven't opened. But it's here already, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Stay with me in the next segment. I want you to ask questions. We'll talk with Dave and see what he has to say about his cancer.
The United States of Empire.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have Dave here from Southern California. Dave is a good friend of mine, and Dave had problems over the years with upset stomach and other gut problems for years. We identified in testing that he had quantum testing and a small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or called SIBO. And unfortunately, SIBO is the main nidus that starts off stomach ulcers, gallbladder disease, recurring pancreatitis, and eventually, if it lasts long enough, it can turn and cause pancreatic cancer, which it did with Dave. Now, Dave was lucky. He happened to know Dr. Bill, and Dr. Bill also connected him with Dr. Winkler. So between the supplements that Dr. Bill has and the technology Dr. Winkler has, his cancer level basically on PET scan and CT has in, I think, was it 2 months or 6 weeks?
It was about 2 months.
So in 2 months, the cancer is not detectable except on the blood test that dropped the count of the cancer test, something like 37,000 down to 2,000. Which means it's almost gone. And on the PET scan, which was done, I think, a week and a half ago, it's undetectable, and there's no lesions left. There's 3 lesions in the liver, but they're not hot, which means the secondary metastases have disappeared. So, Dave, you just visited last week weekend, and you even had some dinner with us. You look fantastic, and you're not barfing your guts up. You're not having your hair fall out. You're not bleeding. People that are doing conventional therapy, I think, Dr. True, you mentioned a poor little girl. In socialist countries like Canada or Britain, the parents are forced to give conventional chemotherapy to their child, and it's killing her, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed. We had on a natural protocol. She was doing incredibly well. But sometimes in case of leukemia, the white blood cell count will spike before it gets better. That's normal and natural. But the Canadian authorities came and took her in, took her away from her parents. These are Hutterite people. They're very...
Yeah, the Hutterites, yeah.
Hutterites, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And they forced her into chemotherapy and is killing this sweet little girl. I mean,
I worked in the Canadian healthcare system, and I had talked to many of my doctor colleagues over the last 50 years that worked in the British system. Socialized medicine, which these idiots like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus wants, is hangnail medicine at the speed of light. It doesn't have innovative people like Dr. Deagle, who was persecuted, or Dr. Truat, or Dr. Winkler, who is constantly returning letters to the state board, even though his patients are surviving from cancer that would have, if they had conventional care like you, Dave, you'd either be sick as hell or already dead. And you certainly wouldn't be recovering. So what do you think of the whole process that you went through with NutriMeds that you have? You got more of this weekend. And you have a port to actually get your low-dose chemo with insulin potentiation. So you have very low dosages of agents, both chemo and non-chemo. And you're not getting sick as hell, are you? You had some minor things, but nothing like full-dose chemo. Believe me, I did it for years. I did chemotherapy in internal medicine. And I got constantly frustrated, 41 years ago, I was a resident of Vancouver General, and I went back to the head of oncology. I said, you know, I don't like killing people. I give them their chemotherapy in the afternoon, and 2 hours later, usually I'm called back to the floor, and they're in a full cardiac arrest, and they go from coarse to fine B-fib, and they don't respond at all, no matter how much you zap their chest. I said, they got poor nutrition, poor electrolytes, and then why don't we figure out what the heck's going on? He looked at me, and he said, you're a problem child, aren't you, Deagle? I said, yeah. So what do you think of that, Dr. True?
Well, I would like to hear from Dave, but you're right on. Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta give the body what it needs and let the body be the hero. Pancreatic cancer is pretty much a death warrant.
Yeah, it is, but not with Dave. You see, Dave's recovered to the point where his case is literally miraculous. Now, he's getting a lot of people, Christians, praying for him. He's a believer, too. And he's actually been lucky enough to be our good friends, and he's listening to the show. But I want people to understand whether you're dealing with arthritis or lupus. I have one young lady I did a consult last weekend who's in renal failure, and they don't know what kind of renal failure she has. So I'm recommending conventional tests for a regular doctor, but I would recommend more advanced kits. But the fact is, with functional medicine, we're like living pathologists. We're taking a living person, trying to figure out what's wrong with them to fix it before they die or get a horrible disease that will expose itself. And Dave... what do you think of the whole process you've been through so far with Dr. Winkler and myself? What's going on?
Well, I've been at it, a little over 2 months. And the cancer itself was a 2-inch tumor.
Right.
And on the end of the pancreas.
The tail of the pancreas.
Yes. And there was 10 to 15 lesions on the liver.
Right.
And then the last PET scan didn't show any of this. Didn't show any.
I know, it's God. Isn't that crazy? The only thing that showed up was a blood test showing you still have cancer marker count of 2,000 down from like 37,000, which, to be honest with you, if you tell them the conventional oncologist, they'll either run like hell the other direction because they don't want you to ruin their business. Because cancer oncology, I mean, some of these guys have 6 chairs running in their office giving chemo, and they're making buco bucks, man. It's unbelievable. They also make money even on the chemo agents. It's obscene, isn't it? But you can walk into an oncologist's office and you can hear the cash register going every 15 seconds.
And you know what? They wanted, the oncologist called me, but I never went. It just never worked out. And so I didn't really need to go.
So if you've got cancer, you want to see my doctor, Dr. Winkler. If you've got a serious health problem and want to detox from heavy metals, you want IV and then follow up with a oral chelation. Dr. Truat, you know these guys a lot. You have affiliate clinics that you're familiar with all across America and worldwide. Functional medicine suffers under socialized health care, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely does. You take away, we talked about in the first part of the hour, Dr. Bill, the role of the macrophage is so incredible. I've seen the macrophage work on a cancer cell under my laboratory microscope, and I'm just amazed. It's like this like Jabba the Hutt coming up to this cancerous cell hitting it with some death rays.
Yes, super oxide anion radical, 100 million degrees.
Yeah, and so if in the case of Dave, if he's got whatever cancer, whether it's pancreatic or whatever, cancer just cannot survive if the macrophage are activated. So
right.
I think what's happened is I submit that your protocol activated the macrophage to the highest potential. They'll take care of the cancer cells in a natural state. They'll need this foreign agent called chemotherapy coming in. There were just toxic poisons to make even.
Well, basically the rules I've seen is 50-50 rule. 50% of people in the first 6 months of chemo are going to die from the chemo or to die of a superinfection or bleed out. And the other 50%, if they survive, are going to get cancer again in the future, but they're going to have chemo brain, so they've got post-chemotherapy brain, post-chemo heart failure, for example. Daunorubicin given for, say, breast cancer. Most women don't die of the cancer. If the cancer doesn't kill them in the first year or two, they die of congestive heart failure caused by the chemo.
I want to ask you a question, Dr. Bill. There's this case of this sweet gal up in Canada. She went in and was diagnosed with her leukemia. She had lethargy and all of that
right.
and bruising. But there was no massive bacterial infection to say. After the first round of chemotherapy, which they went through, and she went downhill really fast. Her parents offered to bring her down here to lower 48 and let us work with her, which we did.
Right.
He rebounded very well. She went back up. They took another set of blood tests, and guess what they found? She has a huge over-infestation now of nanobacteria.
Right.
I submit that because of what they injected into her.
Yeah. Well, the nanobacteria are going to flourish when you knock out the immune system, the macrophage. If you look at heart disease, it's nanobacteria, Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, carbon things. Damaging the endothelium of the arteries, causing stroke, heart attack, and deep vein thrombosis. This is not open to opinion either. I mean, I can do blood tests and tell people what their blood viscosity is and cardiac markers and methylation pathway and homocysteine is. It's not open to anybody's damned opinion. I mean, this is something that's solid, hard science at those certified labs. But when I talked to cardiologists, I talked to one about 8 months ago, and when he told me what I was doing with a Harvard cardiologist and dual laser viscometry, because he's the only one west of Harvard in my office in Denver, and I had subspecialists referring patients to look at blood viscosity, he called it voodoo medicine. I'm thinking, this guy's an idiot. And then I asked him what his specialty was, because he said he had a PhD. He was in, I think, plant genetics. I mean, excuse me, that doesn't mean he's a scientist, okay? I was a biochemist, and I've been doing work in this area for functional medicine for 45 years, even in medical school and residency. And what I realize is I got to train other doctors before, as Robbie Burns says, I leave this mortal coil, because whether it's diabetes or heart disease or cancer, we're getting sicker, the population, and we're dying sooner, aren't we?
Well, congratulations, Dave. Keep up the good work. You're on the right track. 2 months, that's an amazing, amazing testimony.
Yeah, it is. And if you have cancer, have a friend, you need to contact me, Dr. Bill. You need to contact Dr. Wicker. You need a combination of supplements and technology. You might need a hyperbaric oxygen therapy or epigenetic frequency or my no water, which I'm working with to add also the hydrogen component as well. You have to understand, brilliant people like Dr. Truro, they're trying to find solutions to problems, and that's why I have them on the show. If you want to get a QRS back, go to the shop, buy a product, register there, and contact me, and I'll pass your phone number on to Dr. True. This is going to help you erase a lot of toxic electropollution and help you heal. Whether you're diabetic or a peripheral neuropathy or getting brain damage or vascular disease, you need to reset your body's cells, redox, and energetics, etc. And you need supplements. Signal plus substance equals healing. Thank you, Dr. True, and thank you, Dave. Amazing show today. Thank you, and God bless you both and all those listening.
Marijuana has unleashed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.